Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, November 17th, 7:50 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and it is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners.
Thank you. A blessed snowy Monday to you.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm going to start this off with a little theology. Wouldn't that be surprising? going with Pastor Scherer. I always tell the, and I've said this numerous times on AM 850, but with the snow out there, we don't have a lot, but we have enough in some places. My husky loves it. But I always tell people, just collect some of the snow, and especially pastors, and show kids in Sunday school what the Lord says in Isaiah, though your sins be as scarlet, I make them as white as snow. Snow is always a good reminder of repentance and faith and the forgiveness that the Lord gives us because of Christ. So I always like to try and connect to the normal things that God's given to us, like snow, with his scriptures. So that's just a little feeder in there for everybody listening. So when they see the snow, they can be reminded of what the Lord says about forgiveness.
Absolutely. White as snow. It's hard to even grasp that. I mean, we have these earthly visuals to help us see, and it is everything's covered. Well, all the grass and the trees are covered in snow this morning. The roads are all clear around here.
Yeah, I mean, it just demonstrates how he takes all of the blessed things he's given to us, the normal things like water and for baptism and grapes for wine for the Lord's Supper, and he uses those not for his benefit, but for his grace given to us. So it's all kind of good when people see that the Lord's taken what he has created from the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, all of these things are given to us by his grace. So it's just kind of sometimes we tend to overlook the natural items that he gives to us and the significance and how he uses them to bring his grace to us.
Amen. And it's a nice reminder, in spite of the freezing cold that I walked out into this morning. Usually it's a month or so later. You know, we don't usually get this in November. It was freezing out there. It was just a reminder of the fall this morning when and I don't mean autumn. I mean the fall into sin.
No, you're right. I mean, corruption is all around us. We can't judge, people talk about Mother Nature. How about God? I mean, he's not up in heaven with a big G on his push in his chest going, okay, let me push the button so we can get these Lutherans down there to freeze. it is part of what things happen, but read Genesis about the seasons and so forth. And so it's all good, and it reminds us that everything that we read in the scriptures, as it says in the three epistles of John, which we just finished studying in Bible class at this church I'm serving, is all about truth and faithfulness to the scriptures. So it's all, as my guitar teacher says, it's all good in Christ.
So. Your guitar teacher says?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Nothing bothers this guy. That's all good, Dr. Weiss. It's all good. I said, does anything ever bother you? And he said, look, he's a Christian. He says, it's all good in Christ. He said, yeah, I have my troubles, but it's all good in Christ. They said, well, that's nice to hear. So, I tell you what, I'm going to run through a few things. I've been thinking about what you and I and your listeners have been hearing and chatting a bit about. And I thought, once again, last time we ran through a laundry list of things. And this coming Saturday, I'm going to be at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, talking. It's a biblical charity continuing education on mercy from our synod's position. When they use mercy and witness and so forth, in their new logo. And this one's going to be on aging and dying well in Christ. So it's going to be rather lengthy. There'll be some physicians and attorneys there. And I have the main presentation on aging and dying well in Christ. So that's one thing that's coming up for me on this Saturday. And the other thing, I want to kind of run through a laundry list of what's happening in the field of science that has a direct implication on I guess you might say, living the life of Christ in this world. There's new stuff coming out, and this is kind of what's happening, so people can know. There's new studies now on the aging brain and what they're talking about here. Should we consider aging a natural part of life or an illness? You see, so this is this goes back to, is aging natural or unnatural? It's kind of like, is death aging, is death natural or unnatural? Well, from the standpoint of sin, aging is not natural. It is unnatural. But a lot of people, certainly from the world, we talk about it that way. But once again, we're back to the understanding of what is original sin and how it has corrupted the body and the soul. So that's one thing that's being published in a journal, Science, that I read. Very interesting. So it's rather lengthy, so there's not a lot of time to chat a bit about it. But it just basically says you need to start working on the brain that read, do puzzles, and things we all know about but sometimes don't have the time to deal with. The other thing that connects to this, and this is, I find, once again, relating to the whole issue of sin and aging, is that they're starting to use pet dogs to test anti-aging drugs. There's a drug called rapamycin, R-A-P-A-M-Y-C-N, and it's used in anti-rejection for kidneys and so forth. And when I was in teaching in medical school, we used to do tissue typing for kidney transplantation. Rapamycin is kind of an older drug, but not too old, and it's been around for a while. And they're starting to test this in animals, you know, to try and, quote, slow down aging and eventually prevent aging. But once again, here we go back to our theology, our anthropology of Adam and Eve and their fall into sin, and the disconnect that happened in the Garden of Eden through faith and worship. So no matter what they're going to be doing, this whole issue of aging is a result of original sin. And clearly, people were just not quite understanding that regardless of how long we live, and it's testified in the scriptures where they live very, very long early on, guess what? Death still occurs because death respects no one. So that's something that people are working on, again, is the anti-aging drug. And one thing for parents, the other thing is this gets into the exact opposite end of newborns. Children who are born prematurely and live their initial life in a neonatal intensive care unit, which is called NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. At Mercy Hospital, Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, they're starting to do genetic testing on the babies and the mothers to find out why, when they're born prematurely, what is happening to them. And they're finding out in a bit more than 50% of the cases that there's a genetic problem. And when they find out what the genetic problem is, then they can treat the child who is in the neonatal intensive care unit. And they've had about a 53% success rate in this area. So I realize for some of your listeners, this may not be terribly appropriate in terms of theology, but it clearly is, because to be good stewards of what God's good gifts of medicine, some people look at medicine not in a very kind way. But here's a situation where children are born and they're trying to figure out why is this child the way he is or she is, because they're not doing well, and they do these genetic tests on the parents and the child and find out, oh, they have this particular disease, now we can treat it. So genetic testing to help parents in ways to bring healing to them physically, and I would certainly say in body and soul, I think is a very good thing that medicine is doing for young children in the NICU units.
It sounds like a good topic to continue our conversation on
in the future.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Always good to hear from you and check in, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, God's peace to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break.